along the way, Governor Edmondson talked about pride in our flag.
Yeah. Here again, Howard Edmondson was a fraternity brother. I bet you're getting sick of hearing that.
No, it's interesting.
He's a fraternity brother, and when I got out of college, I ran with him in helping as much as I could with that prayer fire that he started. That's what he called it, prayer fire. And he had that E-D-M-O-N-D-S-O-N spells Edmondson.
So that was his campaign?
Was his campaign.
Prairie fire, they called it?
Prairie fire, yeah. So it lit pretty nicely. He got elected. He had a lot of fraternity brothers helping him, and I was one of them, so we had fun. And I was single at the time. We had a great victory party at the state fairgrounds here in Oklahoma City. We had a lot of visitors coming in and movie actresses and actors from California that came in to help. And I was with the television there. We televised it. I called him one time. It didn't seem like there was much patriotism. Not that you have to sell patriotism, but we discussed and he agreed to call and have May 1 through May the 7th be Fly the Flag Week. You couldn't do this today because the antennas go down when you turn the car off on many of them. But we bought 50,000 little antenna flags. Did quite a promotion and did a halftime show during the spring game in Norman. All those flags were gone, primarily through the WKY promotion. But we talked Humpty Dumpty at the time to buy many, many flags to get them on homes and businesses. And it was very, very successful. Howard was pleased that it turned out so well. He had them putting them all on the highway patrol cars. That was in 1960. Later, we did a little bit bigger things with the Stars and Stripes show that started in 69.
You were president of the Oklahoma Broadcasters Association?
Yes. It was in the 60s, I think 62 or 3, right in there. At that time, it was just radio only. It later changed and involved television, too, now, with the Broadcasters Association.
But when you were assistant general manager of WKY and WKY-TV, you developed a news team and a sports department.
Well, I was manager of the radio and an assistant general manager of the TV. So I don't take credit for developing the news team. That was there before I got there with very famous people that went on to NBC for the most part, including the weathermen.
Names?
Harry Volkman was a weatherman. And there was Bob Thomas, a weatherman. There were some news people. Most all of them went to NBC in New York or to Cleveland for NBC. Ross Porter, I hired out of Norman. He left us quite early and went to L.A. and did the Dodgers for many years, as well as the basketball broadcast for Las Vegas team.